Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and we have another great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Kevin's going to be talking today about the difference, the profound difference between being rich and being wealthy, because there is a difference. There are differences, plural, with regard to part-time real estate investing. And Kevin is going to walk us through this topic and distinguish between those two categories. So let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Good to talk to you. Tell us about, because this is not merely a semantic difference, tell us about or answer the question regarding, do you want to be rich or do you want to be wealthy?
Well, I'll tell you, I want to be both. And I probably would have answered that question very differently prior to my experience as a part-time real estate investor and now full-time real estate investor. And that's what I want to talk about today. This was one of my many, many learnings as a real estate investor, and I want to share it with the audience today because it's been very profound for me. I can only attribute this learning to my real estate investing experience. And when I refer to this learning, I'm referring to the recognition or the understanding that there truly is a difference between being rich and being wealthy. Though they're often confused or they're often seen as synonymous or the same, they really are very, very different. And I'll share with you the three learnings that I've gotten as a real estate investor that helped me come to this understanding and that I think that have positioned me better for success and reward, not only as a real estate investor, but as in life in general. And the first learning is you can be very rich, yet never become wealthy. And we'll talk more about this in a minute, but seed for thought, we all know someone who spends their money as fast as they earn it. They may make a very nice income, a very enviable income, but they spend it as fast as they earn it, and we may even know people who spend it even faster than they earn it, which is a very dangerous road to go down. But that's my first learning. You can be very rich, yet never be wealthy. I'll talk more about that in a minute. Number two, I've also learned as a part of my real estate investing experience that you can become rich first and wealthy second, and that is probably the sequence or the order in which it happens for most successful real estate investors. You become rich first and wealthy second, and that's part of that relationship between the two concepts. And it corresponds with what we've all heard so many times. You get rich quick. Well, yeah, you can. I don't know if it's sustainable or not in all cases, but you can get rich quick, and therefore you probably, if you're doing the right things, you're going to get rich first. And it also corresponds with what we hear about building wealth or attaining wealth or achieving wealth or accumulating wealth. You get wealth a little later or second time. It takes patience. It takes discipline. It takes diligence. Riches come first, sometimes quick for the lucky ones. Wealth comes second. It has to be built and accumulated. And then third, key learning that I've learned as a result of real estate investing as it relates to differentiating and understanding and appreciating the difference between rich and wealth is rich can hold you hostage while wealth can set you free. And this was a big learning. And once again, as you look at your life, you probably know somebody who makes a real nice income, regardless of where it's coming from, their job, their career, the business they own, whatever it might be. But you can also probably look at that individual and go, gosh, He's got to work just to maintain the lifestyle. He makes a wonderful amount of money. He's very rich. He's got a lot of money coming in. But he's on a treadmill, and he can't get off that treadmill because those riches are fueling a lifestyle that has to be fed. And there's no way to stop it. If he stops working, the money stops, the lifestyle stops. And therefore, he's held hostage by his riches or his income. Versus the statement, wealth gains you freedom or sets you free. Hopefully we all know or have an example in our life of someone who, quote unquote, he never has to work again. And there's the difference. He's a wealthy person versus a rich person. He's got assets and he's got wealth that he's accumulated that works for him so he doesn't have to. And that in turn becomes his income. And he's not held hostage by it. He's literally set free because his money works for him and pays him. So let's dive into these three key learnings, and I'll expand a little more and tie it into real estate investing and how it can help you as a part-time investor or even a full-time investor as you map out your road and your path and your endeavor as a real estate investor. So back to learning number one, you can be very rich yet not be wealthy. And you can remember in my example, that's where you make a lot of money, but you actually have none. And I saw this a lot in my corporate life. As many of you know, I was a part-time investor with a full-time career unrelated to real estate. And in that full-time career, I was many people within our company, and many of them were very successful executives. And many of them were very high-income earners. But over time, we all knew and we all identified those individuals within the organization who made a lot of money. They had great salaries and great bonuses, but you could tell that they were very rich, yet they were not wealthy. They worked endless hours, almost in a constant state of panic and desperation, because that income had created riches that had created a lifestyle that ultimately that lifestyle became dependent upon that income. And if that income were to ever stop, so would that lifestyle come crashing down. And that's the devastation you see with so many people in America today. When they do lose their jobs, they were enjoying a lifestyle as a result of the income, but when the income goes away, so does the lifestyle. And that it's very devastating and very sad in those instances because they didn't have the wealth to sustain themselves in the absence of that job or that income. If you tie it back to real estate, a watch out for all of you part-time real estate investors. In our world, I see it also. Just like I saw it in my corporate life, you must be careful that if all you're going to do is do wholesale real estate or fix and flip, keep in mind that that generates great income or great riches, but if that's all you're doing in your real estate and business, you can never stop doing those things because the minute you stop flipping houses or the minute you stop wholesaling houses, that's the minute that the income stops coming in. And that's the beauty of real estate, though. You can diversify what you're doing as an investor and buy some rental properties so that you can keep income coming in. I'm not saying don't fix and flip and don't wholesale, but I'm saying be cautious not to put all your eggs in that one basket because you could be like that corporate executive with the big fat paycheck, but when the paycheck stops because the corporate executive stops, so does the income, and that creates a big issue. Number two, the second point or second learning was you become rich first, wealthy second. You know, your action produces your riches, the work that you put in each and every day. And as a real estate investor, if you're wholesaling and fixing and flipping houses day in and day out and working hard, sure, that's generating riches. And you'll become rich first doing that. But as I mentioned before, the income goes away and you find yourself in a predicament. What's important is that you remember as an investor, take the fruits of some of that labor and convert it into wealth, however you choose. In my business, as I alluded to earlier, as a real estate investor, I wholesale and I fix and flip, but part of the fruits of that labor or the profits that I earn, I put into rental properties to build that wealth component. So I have a balance between the income or the riches I'm generating, and at the same time, I'm creating that wealth component, that long-term wealth that ultimately will allow me to get off the treadmill or stop wholesaling or stop fixing and flipping properties and still live a comfortable life. And finally, learning number three, rich can hold you hostage, but wealth sets you free. You know, we talked about how you can have the great income regardless of what you're doing, real estate investing or working for someone else or owning your own business. But boy, you can be held captive by your lifestyle, and you must be very careful that you don't find yourself in a position where you're pedaling that bike as fast as you can to keep the income and the riches coming in, but the minute you stop pedaling, you fall down. Wealth, on the other hand, wealth sets you free, and wealth is what will allow you to coast on that bicycle. Maybe not immediately, but a little farther down the road in your proverbial life, you'll be able to coast if you've got wealth-building practices in place now, which for a real estate investor, that's buy and hold real estate or rental properties that generate that passive income that allow you to get off the treadmill at some point in your future, that allow you to coast on that bicycle, and that allow you to build wealth that will ultimately pay you. And a great way to measure this and keep it in front of you and keep it a priority for you as a part-time real estate investor is, sure, look at your P&L on a regular basis and manage it closely. That's going to be your key indicator of the profits you're making in your business. But more importantly, and something that I learned to appreciate more as an investor, is never take your eye off your balance sheet either. Your P&L, that's a measure of your riches or your income, but your balance sheet measures your wealth. Stay focused on that equity line and make sure you're growing your wealth or growing your equity in your business, which is coming from those rental properties most likely. So in conclusion, my key point is I'm not here to discourage you at all from wholesaling or fix and flipping, or to encourage you necessarily to go into buy and hold for rental real estate. They're all wonderful ways to build riches or build wealth, whatever your goals are and whatever your definitions of riches and wealth are. My key point here, though, is you do want to accomplish both riches and wealth. Real estate is an excellent way to do it, and just make sure you're taking advantage of all the different avenues that real estate offers you to accomplish both riches and wealth. And as I said, I do wholesaling and I do fix and flips, and they generate the income or the riches. They're what I call my active investing, and I use that income to pay my bills and to support my lifestyle. In addition, though, I do a lot of buy and hold or rental property investing. Instead of generating riches, this portion of my business generates the wealth. Instead of being active investing, this is more passive investing. Doesn't take as much of my time and energy, but it doesn't generate massive amounts of income in the short term, but it does generate massive amounts of wealth in the long term. And instead of using this avenue of real estate to pay my bills, such as I do with my active investing and wholesaling and fix and flip, I use this avenue to pay me. The rental properties pay me in a passive investing mode over time. It's wonderful to be rich, but it's even better to be wealthy, and I stress that real estate investing can help you achieve both.
Very good points as always, Kevin, and a clear blueprint for advancing those goals and remaining focused on that ultimate objective, because there is, in fact, as you described so well, a difference between being rich and being wealthy. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Lewis.